The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send us a message. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, I think. I don't know if the text line is working.
Have you gotten a text today?
I haven't checked in a while because I'm trying to preserve my computer. So I'll check it here at some point. But I see Patrick Creighton in there. Is he just bitching at you, Jong?
Yeah, he's furious. Yeah.
About
I can't believe you got the NFL on instead of me tonight!
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have the number one night show! See, that's as far as I can go, Patrick, because my voice dies whenever.
You think Glenn Davis is carrying him or what?
Hey, all I know is I'm glad that I was I got to help Glenn have a topic last week. Go. Yeah, I got a lot of response from that. I was, you know, sitting at home minding my own business, and my Twitter starts blowing up with, you know, my comparison of the Texans to the Spurs. So 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Pretty good stuff, I think, for just. And we had Raphael talk a little college game. We'll have Brad Powers at 6 o'clock. We'll have Eric. When's Eric coming in?
He'll be in at 6, but.
Oh, I thought he was coming at 5:30 today. Because we got Brad from 6 until.
Yeah.
So we're double booked.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Yeah, if we can get her 5:30, that's great. We'll do 5:30.
Or 6:30?
We'll do 6:30. Yeah, one of the two. You can just do the whole rest of the show with us. That'll be fine. We did not have Brad Powers this week, and I mean, we did not have Chris Harris this week. That's the phone's fault. But the phones are now working, so if you wish to engage that way, you may do so. But it's funny, we were talking about the little pool we do, and I think this is the first time I've had four, because we pick five games the way it works, and if somebody gets all five, they get whatever the.
The pot is,
yeah. That's the first time I've had four NFL games, I think.
I've got two NFL games.
Yeah. But I also am doing a lot better on the NFL this year than I am colleges. I'm actually under 50% on colleges right now, but I'm about 56 on NFL, and I've played a lot more colleges, so I'm down for the year. Not a lot, but I'm not, yeah. You know, I can, all it takes is one 5 or 6 game streak, and I'm back in black. Which happens.
I'm a little up in both. Nothing to write home about.
But you just... And I'm up on CFL. I'm up on hockey.
Oh, definitely not that. I'm down on NBA. 0-2 season total.
I am 1-for-1 on NBA because I bet the Blazers the other night against the Rockets.
I was 1-for-2 on Major League Baseball this year, so that's pretty good.
Yeah? I don't think I bet any baseball. Can't remember.
I bet both of them on game one. I bet the over in game one and Kershaw in game one.
Oh, yeah, that's
got
right.
Got the over, didn't get Kershaw.
Yeah, but I'm way down on horses for the year, but hopefully that's about to turn around this weekend. And this is kind of my last weekend to play them for the year. So, you know, I'm my goal is to hit two of those. If I hit three, it's punch the clown time. Because that will get me back in black on that. So I still had plenty of time to write. Last year, I kind of did the same thing with football. I was just hovering around 48% most of the season. And then when December kicked in, I went on a tear. And it worked out really well. So hopefully it'll happen sooner than December. I didn't realize it's November 1st. We're already into November. This year's almost over. 2018 is almost over, man.
That's all right with me. Let's get a new one going.
Well, here's the problem. It also means I'm a year closer to the grave. You know, you got to look at things like this because, you know, once 2018's over, and that's going to add another number to my age. I go from early 50s to mid 50s.
I can't wait for that.
No, I can. I'd like to wait for that for another couple of years, but unfortunately, it's not going to happen. So yeah, I'm not in any hurry for this year to get done with. Oh well, 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a call. Casey wants to talk about Amari Cooper. Let's see what he has to say. What's up, Casey?
Hey, how's it going? Y'all have to excuse me. I'm a little sick. I don't know if y'all can understand me, but I haven't got y'all's opinion on Amari Cooper. I don't know if I was tuned in, but at first I didn't like the move, but I'm thinking, you know, we were probably going to spend the first-round pick anyways. And looking at, you know, this year's draft class for receivers, I'm not really seeing anybody I like. So I'm starting to come around that, you know, maybe you had to give up that first. You know, obviously we overpaid a little bit because nobody else was offering a first, but sometimes you have to do that. Anyways, I was just wondering, what do you think he has to accomplish in order for that first round pick to be worth it?
I think the Cowboys need to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you make the playoffs, fair, right? it's not the end of the world that you gave up your first round pick. But if you gave up your first round pick and you're still sitting at home when the 49ers and the Raiders are sitting at home and the Bills and the Cardinals, you're not worlds better than them, and they get a first round pick.
I don't mind gambling if you think you're getting the right guy, and they can blame the Eagles for this because the Eagles offered a two, and basically, the Raiders said no, so the Cowboys, that was the price you had to pay for him. And I think it depends on where you draft in the first round. I went when the Texans gave up two picks to get Deshaun Watson, even though one of them was the fourth pick, which should have been Bradley Chubb. I still say that was okay because you got your quarterback. In this case, if you got a number one receiver, he's still relatively young. I don't have any problem with it. And if it doesn't work out, well, you've had first-round picks not work out too. So I don't hate it. It looks bad in retrospect when, you know, the Eagles are getting Golden Tate for a third and Texans are getting Thomas for a fourth. But the reality is those guys are older players. And I think considering what – if you think you've got this guy to be your number one for 5 years, absolutely it's worth it.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, I he's one of those guys that when he's been on, I like him a lot. I think he's really good. He's also had, like, last year, he was terrible for most of the year. So, guess it depends on what you get. Now, are his numbers going to go up with Dak Prescott versus Derek Carr?
Probably not.
I don't know. I think Carr's a better quarterback.
I do, too.
But, you know, if you get a guy who can get open and make some plays for you, I'm all for it. I do think teams overvalue draft picks a lot of times, and I think that's one of the things that's kind of changing in the NFL. But if you're the Cowboys, you anticipate picking in the 20s. Well, would you have been able to get Amari Cooper with a 25th pick or 23rd pick? Probably not.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. I think, and a lot of people criticizing Jerry for it and all that. I think you saw a need.
But I do think if you don't make the playoffs, it's a disappointment.
Yeah. If you don't make the playoffs and he comes out and sucks and you're picking 12th, then it's a bad deal. And so it's impossible to judge it right now, but On the surface, I don't have a problem. I do think they're going to, I think they're going to have a decent season. I just don't know that it's going to end the way they want it to. But we'll see. I love the trades that the Eagles and Texans made because, you know, as you go down, and this is nothing.
This is what I will say, though. If the Cowboys knew that if they could have gotten Golden Tate for a third, I'd much rather have him than Amari Cooper for a first.
Yeah, I would have too.
Or even if you would have had to trump the Eagles and say, we'll give you a second for Golden Tate. I'd rather have, hell, if you were going to give up a first, I'd rather have Golden Tate for a first than Amari Cooper for a first. So
yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Cooper's younger. I still think the upside's there.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's the price. And the other advantage you got is you got him sooner. And he's had time now to get in and learn your system during the bye week, which, you know, Thomas is getting thrown in for the Texans off of 4 days. Golden Tate's going to get, I guess, are the Eagles off this week? I guess they are.
They are.
Yeah, so he'll get the same thing. But that's, the farther you go down in the draft picks, the odds of hitting on them get lower and lower. And, you know, and here's the other thing, too. People, you can't trade a first-round pick. Not all first-round picks are created equal. If it's going to be a top 10 pick, that has a hell of a lot more value than pick number 27.
Right.
And I don't think the Cowboys are going to have a top 10 pick. But if that winds up, of course, the Texans didn't think they were going to have a top 10 pick last year either when they traded for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But they'd still do it, though, even if you told them that pick was going to be fourth.
Yeah.
Although I'd still like to have Bradley Chubb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just me. And they'll get a chance to see him up close and personal on Saturday. Did you see who wants to keep the quarterback job when Ryan Tannehill comes back?
Brock?
Yes, sir. The ostrich.
Point to last week's Texans game, and I'll tell you why you shouldn't.
Yeah. He hasn't been horrible, but is he better than Tannehill?
I don't know. I think the problem with guys like Tannehill is you've made an investment, and
right,
you know that they're not looking to. I mean, he's there until 2021, right? Or 2020. He's a free agent after 2020. I mean, you're kind of stuck with him. Although I don't even know if they've got a good out year. Yeah, there's a good out year. Well, and this may be even more reason to just figure it out now, because Ryan Tannehill's cap hit this year is $8.7 million.
Yeah.
His cap hit next year, $26.6 million.
Yeah, see ya. Thanks. Enjoyed it.
It's been real and all, but yeah, I think you got to get out of that thing. So let's assume they're not looking to keep Ryan Tannehill for that money. And if they are, then they're, you know, they're morons. But
yeah,
if you're not going to keep Tannehill beyond this year, what's the point?
You look at this franchise. Aren't they morons? I mean, which they have been for a while.
Another good example of that is with Jameis Winston. The only way Jameis Winston's fifth-year option is guaranteed is if he's hurt this year. So what incentive do the Bucs have to go back to Jameis? They're probably not a playoff team. Fitzpatrick's a good enough player that if you're going to make something happen, he can make it happen. Jameis Winston leads the league in interceptions despite only playing in, like, you know, two-thirds of the games, which is unbelievable. And if you play him and he gets hurt, you owe him $20 million next year.
Yeah.
At some point you just, and I don't know for sure, but I would guess that Ryan Tannehill's contract is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know. He's not that fifth year option thing though, where if he gets hurt,
yeah,
you got to pay him. Danny says, guys, if the Cowboys would have done the same trade as the Eagles, giving up a third for a rental, they would have been crucified. Not here.
Not here.
No. So I don't really care what anybody else thinks. I mean, crucified by who? I think people would have praised that trade. So, man, I don't know where that's coming from. All right. At least they could have saved some money. We could tell them how to save even more.
Ah, with my good friend at Bill Advisor. That's right. I've been telling you about Bill Advisor for a while now. You've got recurring monthly bills. We all do. And it sucks paying those bills, but you have to do it. Here's the thing. You could be paying less. And that's where Bill Advisor comes in. You start off getting a great rate with those services, and then your bill goes up. Bill Advisor works directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, not lower your data or your speed, just your bill. And they are winning for our listeners, hundreds of our listeners. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. That's a lock. Most people are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving up into the thousands, as much as $4,000 I've seen. Start saving right now. So simple. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mott says, if O'Brien told Keenum he was at best a third-string quarterback, I'd love to know what he told Brock. Hashtag practice squad. I could see that conversation. He's an ostrich. He puts his head in the ground. He's an ostrich. It's not my job. I think that'd be how it
goes.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I have a non-sports thing. Can I do a non-sports thing?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'll allow it.
We've all like napped on the job, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally. Well, especially after the whiskey podcast, we definitely napped on the job.
That was an awesome. I had a couch. They would just, it was a known thing. I had a nap room.
Well, we used to have the one over at the old place that I would use because.
Oh, the like music studio, yeah, like the live performance studio.
Yeah, there was a nice couch in there.
That was a good place for snoozing too.
Well, I used that many a nights when I would be out and about because I was very single at the time. And so I would stay out until the wee hours doing all kinds of stuff. I'd go crash on that couch and then get up at 5 to go do the updates. So it got a lot of use. Might have had a guest in there once or twice, too. But here's one thing you don't want to do. If you're a baggage handler, you don't want to fall asleep on an airplane.
No.
Because an American airline employee fell asleep on the job and ended up flying from Kansas City to Chicago.
Whoops.
Could have been a lot worse. I mean, that's not that bad of a trip.
No, it's not the worst.
Yeah, if you go from Kansas City to, say, Costa Rica, that's probably bad. But he apparently took a nap inside the cargo hold before the flight. No one noticed him missing. Okay, that kind of makes me wonder just how valuable you are if no one noticed you missing. Like, if you didn't show up because you were asleep, we'd kind of know. Same thing with Jong.
Yeah.
If I didn't show up, you guys probably wouldn't notice either. And I'd be.
Oh, we'd notice.
I'd be flying from Kansas City to Chicago.
The great thing would be Jong would text like one minute before the show.
Yeah. Fred, where are you? Sorry, fell asleep in a baggage hold and I'm on my way to Chicago. But he was not been identified, but he wasn't discovered until the plane landed at O'Hare and parked at the gate. Apparently. He told law enforcement officials he was intoxicated and fell asleep. So maybe he was doing a whiskey podcast.
It's possible.
Yeah. So maybe we shouldn't criticize him too much because we've done that. Just didn't get in the cargo hold of an airplane.
That's just a bad place to fall asleep.
He was not charged with a crime and flew back to Kansas City on another American flight. The American team is very concerned about this serious situation. And we are reviewing what transpired with our colleagues. according to American spokesman Ross Feinstein. Said the 23-year-old employee was unharmed and did not request any medical attention. The cargo hold is pressurized and heated.
Nice.
So,
it's a comfortable ride at least. Could be worse.
Yeah, especially if you're passed out, you probably didn't even know until you felt the plane land. So, speaking of just making stuff up, you see what Greg Williams said at his press conference about how he'd had like all kinds of head coaching offers, like 11 of them.
No.
And like four of them basically said, just come sign. We don't even need to interview you.
No.
I mean, this is the world. We just make stuff up.
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't that the
there's
move?
No way that's true, right? There's no way a team.
I can't imagine there's a lot of people running around trying to beg for his services.
Vincent says, I think the previous texter was just referring to no matter what they do, people love to hate the Cowboys. Well, yeah, they do, but that has nothing to do with what moves they make. I mean, I think, you know, that's part of being a Cowboy fan, man. You're going to be hated. Just deal with it. Just like the Yankees, you know, just like the, you know, UT. People are going to hate you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Duke. You can't please them all.
Don't worry about pleasing them all. But, yeah, I mean, if you're worried about what fans are saying, criticizing your team, you don't need to worry about that. But I don't mind the move at all. I mean, they took a shot. We'll see if it works out. But it's real easy to look up and say, oh, well, they could have gotten Golden Tate for a 3. They could have gotten Demaryius Thomas for a 4. But, you know, if they're going to invest that high of a pick, you want a young guy who still has a career in front of him. So I don't know. I think maybe you're being a little oversensitive about stuff would be my guess.
That's possible.
Yeah, it happens. And that's every fan base. Texans fan base is oversensitive. There's still people who are mad that we criticize Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope he throws for 400 yards on Sunday, but the Texans win.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 713-780
ESPN. Which, by the way, I mean, maybe it could happen. I don't know.
Yeah. If he has to throw enough to get 400 yards, what's the over-under on interceptions?
Well, he's guaranteed one. He's one per game lock.
Right. But if he's throwing for 400 yards, he's probably putting the ball up 45 times. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I'll set the number at 2.5.
Okay.
And I'll take the over.
Okay. I'll go under 2.5, but over 1.5.
If he throws for 400 yards.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems fair to me. Did you see this Rutgers player who basically tried to plot to kill all his family members?
No.
This is a bizarre story. It's a former Rutgers player, Isaiah Bullock, allegedly was going came up with a murder plot to kill two people. And this is what you don't do. Here's a little tip if you're going to be murdering family members. Don't tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of it's just a suggestion, but
keep that kind of stuff to yourself, you're saying?
Yeah, but he confided his plot to a witness he tried to recruit to be his getaway driver and lookout. And, of course, the witness recorded Bullock's plots and turned it over to the Rutgers Police Department, which also indicates he attempted to kill two people by acquiring gloves, crushing up Tylenol, possessing a mask, and looking up the location of the victim's home, as well as soliciting the assistance of another person. If you're only going to kill two people, do you really need a getaway driver and a lookout?
No.
I'm not good at murder. I do watch a lot of Law and Order. I'm pretty sure that you don't need all that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I guess I haven't given much thought to murder. Have you?
Not really. I mean, if I were going to kill somebody, I would take them out on a boat to go fishing, and then I would.
They would just fall off.
No, I would chop them up and use them as shark bait so that no one would ever find them.
That's good. Although then there's DNA.
No, I'll
I think it's better to just throw them off and just let them drown.
Well, I don't want to do that because you definitely want to have blood so the sharks eat them. Right? So you just maybe.
How about you?
Well, you stab them.
How about you shoot them with a harpoon once they're in the water?
That's probably not a bad idea. But then the DNA would be on the harpoon, so you have to cut. You have to cut the cord.
Throw the harpoon in the water.
Well, then whatever. Just use whatever murder weapon. Bash him over the head.
But you don't want DNA in your boat. You want him to bleed, but you don't want him to bleed in your boat.
Well, so just kind of stab him in the back of the neck while he's going over into the water, and then the blood will get in the water, and the sharks will eat him.
And you're not worried about any kind of spray?
No, not really. Not if you do it right.
Okay.
And you know what? If you do get some blood on your boat, well, you just wash it off. Yeah, there's things you can do.
Yeah.
Bring some ammonia with you, and that way that'll taint the blood so they can't get the DNA. So, no, I've never thought of any of this, AJ. Why would you bring that up?
You're a weirdo.
And you know what? I got a good lawyer.
Yeah, you
of course,
need one.
I would need him. I wouldn't need him for that. What I would need him for is if, I don't know, I was in a car accident or, you know, an 18-wheeler accident or an industrial accident, or if I slip and fall. It's more likely that I'm going to walk outside this building and slip and fall and have to sue Yorktown Plaza. And the guy would go to his lawyer, Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. Yep, I'd be the guy to see. You come see me. The consultation is free. We both get paid together. If we get paid, you don't owe me any money. And just give me a call at 713-626-8900, and I'll be glad to help you out.
Well, you know, when I fell down out here, hypothetically, of course, I couldn't afford to go to a doctor. Well, what are you going to do there?
You know, Fred, that's a common problem for a lot of folks, is that their health insurance either doesn't cover accidents like car accidents or slip and falls, or they don't have health insurance at all. So what we do is we arrange to get the medical care for the people with no money up front. In other words, if they need to see an orthopedic surgeon, we send them to that guy. If they need to see a chiropractor, physical therapist, anybody, pain specialist, we arrange for those payments to be made at the time the case settles, or if we go to trial and we win. That's how we do it.
And last Friday when we were in Beaumont, somebody asked me, hey, man, does Lawyer Dave work with people in Beaumont? And I'm like, well, absolutely he does.
Absolutely right, Fred. In fact, I was going to try to make it out there because I had a court appearance out in Chambers County, and I was going to head on over to Beaumont, but it was too early in the day for me to wait all day for you guys. But, yeah, you bet. We have real good folks out in the Beaumont area, and we've represented tons of them.
All right. That's my man, Lawyer Dave. You can give him a call at 713-626-8900. The consultation's free, and he doesn't get paid unless you win. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? What do you do, Dave?
Better dial Dave.
All right.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. If you want to get in, I actually have phone lines working now. Do we have a text line working? That's my big question.
I'm going to guess if... If you haven't seen anything by now,
well, I haven't checked, so I'm just now.
Why do you even care?
Well, because you know, I like to give the people an opportunity.
You're just burning up your battery with that.
I'm 35% right now.
Okay,
so I started the show at 69%. We're about halfway through, so it's I'm on.
You're on pace. Guy says you're good.
On pace. Guy says it's going to go right to the end, and especially since I've been turning it off for stretches, so. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, AJ. It's fun to kind of it's like driving your car for as long as you can with the gas on E.
Yeah.
To see how far you can.
I've done that recently. I went down to like 0 miles remaining.
Oh, really?
And I kept rolling.
Yeah,
I made it to the gas station.
The text line clearly not working.
Okay.
Because we have zero texts since 4 o'clock. So. Never mind. Can't text the show. Sorry. It's funny. or my soccer guy Victor, who does a great job with the soccer, sent me an email earlier. He said, "Oh, the Dynamo have a major announcement today. Do you want me to write about it?" And I said, "Well, let's see what it is, because their definition."
I just saw what it is.
Yeah, their definition of major and my definition of major are a little bit different.
Right.
It's just a new president. Who cares?
Yeah. And came from the Grizzlies, Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's a very successful organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense because they can't score either. So it makes sense for him to go to soccer. But good luck, Dynamo. 713-780-ESPN. A couple of other things that I wanted to get to. Again, kind of a different story. You don't have a passport, do you?
I don't.
Jong does, because he travels all over the world.
I'm not going anywhere.
This is going to upset Jong. The Henley Index ranks the most powerful passports in the world. Terms of where you can go, of course, what it gets you.
I didn't know there were different levels of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, if you've got a passport from Colombia, you're going to have a hard time getting in a lot of places.
Okay.
United States is ranked number 5.
Okay.
There is a 3-way tie for 3rd.
Can I guess what should be? Let me tell you where you should be able to go anywhere from. Australia.
You would think Australia.
Those people, they're peaceful people. They're just looking to live.
Oh, no, they're fun-loving people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
When's the last time you heard about Australia being active in a war?
Probably World War II.
Yeah.
And they weren't even that.
Barely active.
Yeah, they were just helping out their.
I don't know if they have a full-time army even.
They do, but all the army does is like help people.
I'm just joking. I actually trained with some soldiers from Australia.
Really? But all they do is help people, right? They don't actually don't fight.
Know. They've never been in a war. I know that.
That was one of the things when I was teaching. I used to do a thing showing how countries promote their military.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed, first we showed the United States, which, you know, that's all about blowing stuff up. It's nothing compared to what England has. Like England's, it's like their army videos are basically guys paratrooping in and blowing stuff up. I mean, it's all, you know, when you want to be on the front lines, mate, you know. But then Australia, the whole thing was they're going and helping people with floods and building houses and stuff like that. And
having a killer barbecue.
Right. And throwing a shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, but you ruin it. That's the most cliche thing you could say.
I know. It's like saying, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh.
I had to throw it in. But that's what they do. They just barbecue. But no, I thought it was kind of a cool way to show how cultures view their military. And so for the Australians, it was all about just helping people, which, you know, I kind of like that concept. But
how about Switzerland? Are they high on the list of places?
Yeah, so like with the United States passport, you can go to 186 places.
Okay.
And that put them 5th.
Let me just throw it out there. Any place that I can't go with that passport, I don't want to be there anyway.
Probably. Yeah, here's one, though. United Arab Emirates, only 161 locations. But they have risen in the rankings from number 62 to 21.
Okay.
And it ranks the travel documents and, you know. Okay, so U.S. 5, tied for 3rd, Germany, South Korea, and France.
Okay.
Also, Denmark and Sweden, Spain, Finland, Italy. There's like a whole bunch of them tied before. But the U.S. is 5th.
Who's the champion?
The champion, Jong isn't going to like this.
North Korea.
No, because he looks down on these guys.
Oh.
Remember, Koreans think they're better than...
Japan.
Hmm. Kind of want your opinion on that, Jong. That's what this whole thing was about, was to set up your opinion on Japan having the most powerful passport in the world.
I mean, I'm American, so...
Yeah.
I have an American passport, so...
But aren't you pissed?
How unbelievable is it that Fred is still so racist towards you after all these years? He's treating you like you're not an American. That's a shame.
Yeah, just saying. These South Koreans don't like Japanese.
That's a shame. Jong is American. He's not South Korean.
He's brought that up.
Jong's a tax-paying citizen of our country.
Yeah. Has he been to Japan?
I have.
Yes.
Okay.
He's been to South Korea. He's a world traveler.
Thailand, too.
Yeah.
Where else? Cambodia?
Some young guy?
No.
No, that was in Thailand. Yeah. But I'm kind of pissed that we're number 5.
Why?
Because the United States is supposed to be number one at everything.
That wouldn't let us in. We've got like the highest gun death rate. I mean, there's a highest mental health rate.
I don't think the United States have been number one in a lot of categories in a long time.
The U.S. ain't what it used to be.
It's funny, like all these guys coming up here that want to come into the country. Like, who would want to come to this country right
you
now?
You know what's what's crazy is when we went to Vietnam, we had one of the hotel, I guess, concierge people was helping us out, and he kind of took us around to the local spots, and then so we got to talking to him, and then his English is very good. He's very like pro-America, like everything he wears is Nike. He's like a huge LeBron fan, and we got to talking to him, and he was planning on saving a bunch of money and moving over to the United States, and he said that he has family in, I think, like North Carolina or something that owns like nail shops or something, and we didn't have the heart to tell him if he comes over here, he's probably not going to do very well because it's very hard as an immigrant to pick up and do well, because over there he's making a decent living. He's driving. I mean, over there they have everyone over there has like motorcycles and mopeds. He has one of the top of the line ones, and man, I was like, I couldn't tell him like, don't do it.
Well.
Yeah, I'll be perfectly honest. It's there's something. I mean, we have mass shootings once a week now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you looked at that from the outside, no way in hell you'd want to come here.
No.
The only people you know wants to come here. All my relatives in Western Canada, they all think it's the greatest place ever.
We got it going on here.
Everybody in Alberta is like, oh, we want to be a part of the United States.
Stick with that Alberta.
No, you know what? You need to stay up there because you're doing okay. But
you want to be a part of Canada.
I want to, you know, my goal would be to stay here and fix things. But, you know, at some point, I'll probably move up there. But if I hadn't married a Canadian, I never would have even considered it.
Yeah.
And the reality is, I have a lot to accomplish here still before I decide to do that, but I don't really, as frustrated as I am with a lot of things that are going on here, don't really want to leave.
Yeah,
I mean, this is home. You know, I want to be one of those people who looks up and says, "Hey, let's make our country better," rather than worry about running off to another one.
Like great again?
Well, I just want to make this great. Period. Can we just start with that? And that's all right. That's all I'm looking to do. And if it never happens, then okay. It's like everybody says, oh, well, you know what? We should go and colonize other planets. How about we fix this one?
Yeah.
This one's pretty good.
All right.
We got a good planet here. Let's fix that. That's kind of how I feel.
Fred, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Donald, make America great again, okay? That's where we're... I just would take the again off. And you say, all right, let's make America great. MAG.
Did you see...
It kind of sounds like sad.
Yeah.
MAG.
Did you see this Johnny Walker White Walker bottle?
I did.
I know you're going to go get that.
Oh, God, yes, I am. You know, I don't know if you... There's a really good story, and John, you should probably talk, just not to tell you how to do your Comicast, which is the best, it's the finest, you know, podcast that we have. It's number one. It's the greatest. But there's a really good story about how the crew reacted when they sat down to read the script for the first time. Like, they emailed it to everybody, and there's two security things, and the guy who plays Davos couldn't figure it out, so he couldn't read the script. And then Kit Harington said he didn't want to read it until they did it live, and he actually cried twice when they did the live reading. And so, and like, everybody was just devastated, but in part because it's the end of the series, but also because the story's supposed to be that good.
So Jon Snow really didn't know anything.
Yes, there was a line in the story that said exactly, you know nothing, Jon Snow. He really didn't, because he didn't want to read it until they were doing the first read-throughs together. And yeah, he said he cried at the end at the end of the script where it said end of Game of Thrones, because usually it says end of season, whatever. So pretty good story. If you get a chance, check it out. I think that might be something that would appeal to your Comicast crowd.
I appreciate it.
You know, see, I'm trying to help here. You know, that would be smart. Not smart would be talking about something that has nothing to do with Game of Thrones or comic books, right? Like, not smart would be getting on your podcast and talking about sports business. right? That would be not smart. You know what is smart? Using ZipRecruiter to hire. And there's a lot of things that aren't smart. Right? Not smart, drafting my fantasy hockey team. That was a disaster. Not smart, some of my bets over the last week. Smart is using ZipRecruiter. All you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/play and hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. They find them for you. And this is the best thing about these guys. If you're looking through, man, I've had to hire people multiple times in the past. And you know, you go through all these resumes and some of them don't have any, I mean, there's nothing to do with what you're looking to hire them for. Well, ZipRecruiter fixes that for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job. And they actively invite them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. Not smart, singing through your headphones at the gym to chase off an old lady. Smart, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is where I tell you to check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. That's the best thing to do because anytime we post a story, it'll show up on your Twitter feed. And if it's something you want to go see, you can go check it out. There's a lot of good stuff on there today. By the way, another record month on SportsMap last month. We've increased our traffic every single month. So thanks to everyone who reads the site. We try to have good stuff on there for you. Still can't use the search bar, but we try to have good stuff on there for you.
Yeah, you know.
So please check it out. And a lot of, already a bunch of traffic today. Got my picks for the Breeders' Cup races up. That's getting some traffic. And got John Granato feeling pretty good about his beloved Texans. So go check that out. There's a bunch of good stuff. AJ's fantasy ranks, which are always great. And it's just a terrific website. I'm very proud of it. Got a lot of people. It's the best. It's tremendous.
There's good and bad people on both
sides. The site is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
But there's some bad people on the site.
Let's admit.
There's good and bad.
That's true. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I have, I got so many good ones today, but this one I think we need to do now because it's still close to Halloween. Sean White, the snowboarder / skateboarder / just kind of all around badass.
Yeah.
You know what he went for Halloween? What he went dressed as?
What?
Simple Jack.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
Now, if you're not familiar with it, Simple Jack is the mentally challenged character that Ben Stiller refers to. He didn't actually play. Well, he played a Simple Jack in a movie called Simple Jack, and they refer to it. You never go full Simple Jack, but in Tropic Thunder. And it's pretty funny. Probably in today's overly political correct climate would not fly anymore. I think the movie's hilarious. But, he looked great, too. But apparently, Special Olympics got pissed off. So we are truly disappointed that Sean White, an acclaimed Olympian, would choose this costume, which is so offensive and causes so much pain. Disability is not a joke, nor should it be a punchline. We hope that Shaun White and others
learn. But it was okay in the movie?
Well, that's the thing. He says, we hope that we learn this continued stigma, stereotypes, and discrimination. Okay. Listen.
But to be fair, there was also a guy in that movie in blackface.
Yeah, there was.
So.
Now, okay. Would it have been okay if he had gone as Robert Downey Jr.'s character?
No. Blackface isn't okay, Megyn Kelly.
Mm. Well, guess who actually stood up for him?
Who's that?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's nice.
Said, actually, Tropic Thunder was boycotted 10 years ago when it came out, and I apologized then. It was always meant to make fun of actors trying to do anything to win awards. I stand by my apology. The movie, Shaun White, and the great people and work of the Special Olympics. So, I didn't remember this happening 10 years ago.
You don't remember people being upset about that movie?
No.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah. About blackface and mental handicaps.
I thought the movie was hilarious. I also think, you know, I guess you just can't make fun of anything anymore.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, I would never have chosen to go as Simple Jack.
The problem is, like, somebody's going to be offended by everything now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's people who are offended by this show.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are offended that the WNBA and the owners are breaking their CBA.
I'm offended by that.
Yeah. I know
you're going to get this. That real dough now.
I think so. Equal pay, right?
Yeah.
Man, if I'm a... Okay. First off, I would never own a WNBA franchise. But let's say I did. Let's say I invested and said, you know what? It's a good idea.
So you throw down the $600, you own the Washington Mystics.
No, $1,800. Stop. I mean, they're worth more than that. Let's say my daughter was a big-time basketball player.
Okay.
And, I wanted to give her a place to play. And so I'd buy a team. I would probably buy the Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say I own the Aces. And they said, all right, we're breaking the CBA.
You know what the Las Vegas team is named?
You don't,
the Aces.
Dude, you don't remember the whole segment we did on that? When we did...
Yeah, he was probably on vacation.
Again, yeah. Because none of us knew what the Las Vegas Aces were, so that was the whole point of the conversation. Now we know what they are because we talked about it. But, yeah. You know what? This is one thing. John, go back and listen to the podcast because it was a really good segment. I'm very proud of that segment. But we made fun of the Las Vegas Aces. And then we found out they're the ones who refused to play because of the back-to-back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So that's... But let's say I own them, and they came and said, oh, we're breaking the CBA, and we want to be paid more. And you're like, well, guess what? There's one less team in the league for you to play for.
Yeah, guess
See
what?
See ya. I've lost almost $3,700 on this team.
Yeah, we're contracting today.
Yeah.
You're all fired.
It's like, yeah, I don't have to pay you? Great. I don't have to have a team anymore.
You want to get out of the CBA? I'm getting out of your contract. Bye.
And then let's say about half the teams decided to do that. Yeah. But, you know, they're...
Like...
Yeah.
Like Thanos.
But no.
Thanos should snap the whole WNBA, not just half.
We should be paid more than the G League players that are coming out of high school.
Oh, yeah. Because eventually you'll bring as much money to your league as those guys will to the NBA, right? No. Wrong. Sad.
Sad. There's good people on both sides, AJ. There really are. Maybe not.
Not on the WNBA side. Most people are out of their minds.
Yeah. It's
equal pay.
Yeah. It's so funny.
You're a lunatic if you think you deserve that. All right, guys. If you own your home, listen to my words. Our friends over at Bill Advisor, they're about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. But Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster, and you'll probably save a ton of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within seconds. The savings are real, too. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore to wait around for an insurance quote. Bill Advisor finds you savings in just 15 seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor. Master of my CEO, ooh, the master of my CEO, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took me, shook me, feeling me, singing from.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.